Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Welcome to Mind Mastery, Rewiring Your Reality. I'm your host, Mary Stanley. Today we're going to talk about emotions, intuition, how these are essential tools for reclaiming control over your life. How to embrace your emotions, how to harness that power and transform them as a catalyst for a positive change. And the first step is we're going to talk about intuition and what is intuition. Before that, let's talk about rewiring. What does that mean? Rewiring is basically changing the patterns, the behaviors, the connections in your brain. To reorganize itself to form new connections. To change the patterns that you're already have. The process of intentionally altering your pathways and connections throughout your brain through conscious effort, learning, experiences, training. To describe a phenomenon called neuroplasticity. And it's And neuroplasticity is the ability for the brain to reorganize, adapt, and form new connections. It's the ability to basically, the best way to explain this is thinking of like, all right, you had a car accident or you had a head injury. And you had to relearn how to walk again or talk again. You've had to relearn how to do certain things. That is what neuroplasticity is, but we do this on a less traumatic level. It allows the brain to change its response to its experiences. It relearns from your environment, your influences, to what you're teaching it. You know, the old saying is you can't teach a dog new tricks. And the fact is that you can't. Your brain is not like a bone where it's fixed and this is how it's going to be. Your arm is there. It's a straight line. Unless you break it. And then you put it back together and it heals. Your brain is completely different. So if something isn't quite working right, you can, through learning, through mindset, self-talk, change the way it works. Your brain is like a muscle. You know, think back when you first started working out. You could only do 2 sit-ups. You could only do 1 push-up, if you could even do a push-up at all. But the more you practice, the more you work out, you can now do 50 sit-ups. You can do 5 push-ups. You could run that mile that you could only walk a block before. Your brain's the same way. So as you use it, more than just staring at a TV or more than just keeping your body alive, the more it grows. And as it's growing and strengthening, the connections in your neurons and your wiring will actually spider out and grow more connections, rewiring. And as it's doing this, some of the old wiring or connections that aren't being used, and this is why it's so crucial to continue learning, to continue using your brain. Because what happens is, as you're not using certain parts, then those connections stop working. And this is the reason why hearing loss, phantom limb syndrome, which, you know, all that, you still feel a pain after your body part was removed. It's the same thing.
Hi, boy.
What they've noticed is hearing loss actually can lead to memory loss because you're not using that wiring because you're not hearing right. But this is also the process to where your brain will adapt and change. You learn new skills. You recover from injuries. So there's 2 ways. You have the structural plasticity, physical changes in the brain structure. So those neurons, those wiring become more. New connections happen. And the elimination of old connections that aren't working, or what we call pruning. And this whole process is done to optimize the connections, the networks. And then you have functional plasticity, which is the brain redistributing functions. It's how you can live with a brain injury, a part of your brain dies, or how you can, you know, have an accident and lose part of your brain and still function. You just have to relearn everything all over again. The rewiring process to a change or a damage. And the best part is this is continuously all the time happening in your body, in your brain. A lot of it happens during your critical periods of development, from your childhood and adolescence, which is why they tell you that children and teens, your brain doesn't stop growing. You need all these important nutrients to help make sure your brain develops correctly. And as this is going on, your brain is adapting to learning new experiences, and you're recovering from injuries, but it helps you learn to adapt to changes and sensory input. And this is crucial for sensory issues, sensory processing problems. Because what you can do instead of avoiding those situations is you can learn to tolerate and understand why you don't like something, why you're feeling this way. And once you learn and master this and understand, all right, this makes me sad. Why did it make you sad? You don't know. Now turn around and re-answer that question. What caused you to be sad about this? What were you feeling? This is where the sensory input comes in, and you want, And what you do is you sit there and you figure out what you're feeling, what you're seeing, what you're touching, what you're tasting, you're smelling. You take all your senses and you start labeling them out. And it's a manual way to rewire your brain. The biggest implications for various aspects of our life is learning new skills, increasing your memory. Rehabilitation. It helps with intervention for mental health issues, such as autism, depression, anxiety. When we talk about rewiring, you constantly work to manage your stress. Practice mindfulness. Well, as you practice this and you learn to deal with this, those connections will change. And so how you relate to stress, how you deal with your emotional regulations, it will change. And the biggest thing to remember, and this is for us to understand, is this is not a quick fix. This is something that takes practice. It takes time. And the first step with that is mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present and engaged in the moment. And the hardest part is doing this without judgment. And this is the first thing. And with mindfulness, in this day and age, it's been misconstrued as being positive about everything. But it's not. Mindfulness is everything as a matter of fact. The sky is blue because we're told it's blue. This event happened. I got sad. I got mad. And what mindfulness is being aware of your thoughts, your emotions, your sensations, what you're feeling, what you're seeing, what you're smelling, and what's going on in your environment. And doing this as a matter of fact, asking the what question. What do I see? What do I feel? What do I hear? Being so aware of everything around you. Crucial when it comes to rewiring. And the reason it is because it gives you an enhanced awareness. Mindfulness involves paying non-judgmental attention to being present in the moment. It lets you recognize negative thought patterns, your emotional reactions. And all these negative things and over positive things contribute to unhealthy pathways. Being just as always happy, suffered life, smile on your face is just as bad as being negative. Because you're in denial. And, you know, the misconception is gaslighting. Everything has got to be perfect all the time. Everything is great. Everything. And denying the fact that not everything is good. Things happen. So when you learn to identify these patterns, you can consciously work to rewire and replace them with more positive but constructive thoughts and a real thought. Okay, this happened. Now what's the next step? It brings you into that problem solving. Another reason why it's such a crucial role as it teaches you emotion regulation with deep breathing techniques, the meditation, what it does is it actually activates the parasympathetic nervous system, your body's rest and digest response. It calms you down to, you know, your body in a natural state where you're digesting, your body is running at an optimal pace. It slows your heart rate down. It just gives you that zen. Psychological shift helps you regulate stress and emotion. So as you learn to regulate your emotions, the forcing yourself to stop the negative thoughts won't be there. It'll be a natural occurrence. Negativity contributes to stress and anxiety. Another reason why mindfulness is so crucial with one rewiring your brain, but a happy, healthy life, is it amplifies the neuroplasticity. It amplifies the process of increasing those brain wiring. And it makes your brain more receptive to change. When you engage in mindful practice, it stimulates regions of the brain associated with self-awareness and attention. So it actually helps you learn to control the wanders, the ooh, shiny object syndrome. It helps you with the cognitive processing. It helps you process what's going on. It helps you create that environment conducive to being able to make changes. It helps you break your automatic pattern, your automatic reaction. You stop reactive thinking, speaking. You become more aware and mindful of your thoughts, your emotions. You become more able to just pause and choose how to react instead of just impulsively reacting. You become less subconscious reactions and emotional reactions and more conscious reactions. You're thinking about more better ways to react to a situation. And you start that problem-solving routine and process instead of just reacting. You become proactive. You become the cause of it and not the effect of it. You become more active, not reactive. And as you're going down this pattern and into this rabbit hole, these habits will change into more positive directions. You have more self-compassion. You'll be more open-minded. And your brain will start changing and thinking differently. And it'll happen gradually to the point you don't even realize it. It helps you reduce stress and cortisol regulation. What people don't understand and realize is that chronic stress and high levels of stress hormone cortisol can negatively impact brain health. Stress reduction, cortisol regulation, the effects, stress is basically your body's natural response to a threat. It's the fight or flight or freeze mode. prolong stress. To the point that it actually disrupts your body function. Heart problems, weakened immune system, weight gain issues. You have issues losing weight. Look at your stress. How does your stress in your life, how does that affect it all? It slows your brain down. It's like basically trying to run through water. When you're stressed out, those cortisol levels are high. Your brain has to work harder to function and think clearly. That's why when you get stressed out, you can't think clearly. Everything's jumbled. That's why. So as you learn to take that step back and regulate and understand that our brain is so wired to connect to our body. So when stress and chronic and intense stress can affect our brains in so many different ways. It actually, the hippocampus, which is the part for your memory, your learning, your emotional regulation, will actually shrink, which can impair your memory. It can slow down your function. It makes it harder for you to adapt and slows down these neural connections. So it makes it hard to learn things and makes it harder for you to be emotionally resilient, which is why when you're stressed out all the time, you start snapping at everybody. And this is also why you become more reactive and even sensitive. And that's where the anxiety increase happens. You have more emotional reactivity. Also how you become more dysregulated. You have a harder time with impulse control. This is how you get so overwhelmed that you decide you have a hard time with motivation. And eventually your brain will slow down and will stop repairing itself and regenerating. You stop working and stop functioning. That's why mindfulness is so crucial. Let's switch gears a little bit. So we know all the bad things that happen. Now let's talk about how to fix it. Because we all know that my shows are a lot about we are all about positivity. We're all about, not even all about positivity, it's all about finding answers to problems. It's to solve the issues. Mindfulness. It helps being able to meditate, regulate, just being who you are. Some of those techniques can be just breathing. And when you're doing these breathing techniques, doing a body scan, paying attention to everything around you and what's going on around you. And this is where emotions play such a crucial role in all this. understanding your emotions, what you're feeling. Emotions is not just happy and sad. Emotions are you as a person. Emotions are what you're feeling, what you're seeing. It's the whole network, the whole body. And understanding everything about it. It's crucial. So here are some tips and tricks to help incorporate into your daily routine, to help with the rewiring, to help with the overall well-being and changing your patterns and behaviors. First of all, set clear intentions. You want to see different. You want to improve focus. You want to manage your stress better. You want to understand your emotions better. Anything. What is it that you want to see? Now, setting clear and intentions is powerful. It's an essential step in processing a rewiring of your brain. And for personal development, it provides direction, focus, and a purpose for the changes you want to make in your thoughts, in your behavior, in your life in general. This is why setting clear intentions is important. It helps you guide your focus. Its intentions act as a compass. It guides your life, your attention, and energy toward a specific goal. When your intentions are clear, you are more likely to direct your thoughts and actions and choices in alignment with what you want to receive. It also activates the reticular activating system, or what we call the RAS, the network of neurons in your brainstem that filters and processes information. So when you set a clear intention, it becomes attuned, and your opportunities and experiences relate to that intention, helping you notice all the relevant information around you involving with that intention, or little things you wouldn't even notice before. It helps you stay motivated and inspires you. You know, a defined intention can ignite your motivation. It inspires you to take consistent action. You have a meaningful reason behind you. Your efforts are more likely committed. You persevere in the face of those challenges. And when you have this intention, you have these goals, this is what you want to do, and this is something your heart is set on doing, it influences your thoughts and your behaviors. It, in turn, actually affects your brain's neural pathways. It helps set positive intentions that you're actively engaged in, rewiring your brain toward a more beneficial thought pattern and habits. Now, let's talk about how to set those patterns and set those intentions. So first of all, sit back and think about and reflect on your desires. Take time to reflect on what you truly want to achieve or what you want to change in your life. Now, is it a relationship? Is it personal growth? Is it your health? The next step is to be specific. Your intention should be clear and specific. Don't use vague statements. Focus on a specific outcome. Now, a lot of people say, well, I just want to be happier, or I want to be healthier. Well, what does happier mean? What does healthier mean? You know, narrow it down. You know, I want to be healthier. So, you know, on the flip side, to be more specific, I intend to cultivate daily moments of joy. I want to have at least 3 experiences a day of joy. This is where a lot of people misconstrue this a little bit, but use positive language. frame your intention in positive present terms into future terms. Emphasize what you want to achieve, not what you want to avoid. That helps with the empowerment and the possibility. You know, I want to experience at least 3 separate occasions of joy through gratitude every day. Make it realistic. It's great to dream big, but are you going to dream big and set yourself up for failure? Make sure that your goal or your intention is obtainable for your circumstances. Otherwise, you're already setting yourself up for failure. Add that emotional depth to it. And this is crucial because you want to be able to understand and open up your emotions. And understand what you're feeling. Ask yourself, how will you feel achieving these moments? What are you feeling right now? How will that change your feeling? And creating these emotions to go with it will enhance your commitment to change, but also give you that added motivation. And it actually speeds up the process of the rewiring. Paint a visual picture. Use all of your 5 senses. Imagine yourself living with that goal right now, that intention right now. What do you see? What do you hear? Who's around you? What are you smelling? What are you tasting? What do you feel? Put it on sticky notes. Put them on your mirrors. Put it on the fridge door. Put it in places where you're going to see it on a regular basis to remind yourself. Review it regularly. Set time aside, either daily or weekly. And this reinforces your focus and commitment. It helps you stay on track. Now, as you're seeing, you know, a good way to do it is when you see that sticky note with that intention on there, do a mental inventory. How am I progressing on this? Do I need to change something? Is it working? What's going on? And adjust as necessary. Incorporate mindful techniques to stay present and fully engaged in that intention. So deepen your connection to your intention and amplify the effect. And remember, you are not writing this on a stone tablet. It's not being engraved in gold or cement. If the way that you set it up is not working, change it. Things will evolve and grow as you evolve and grow. Learning is open to refining and adjusting your intentions based on new insights, new experiences. So as you're setting these clear intentions, activate the power of your mind. Engage in a purposeful process of rewiring. Your intentions serve as the foundation of your change. And as things are working, adjust. Now that's crucial. If we've embarked on this journey of through the realm of brain rewiring, mindfulness, and personal growth. We've explored how the brain's remarkable plasticity allows us to consciously reshape our neural pathways, leading to a positive change in thoughts, behaviors, emotional well-being. Neuroplasticity's brain adaptability underscores our capacity for transformation by intentionally engaging in practices that promote neuroplasticity, such as mindfulness and deliberate skill development. We harness the brain's innate potential for growth and change. Mindfulness is a focus on present moment awareness. It serves as a powerful tool for enhancing emotional regulation, stress reduction, and cognitive flexibility. It helps you adapt. It allows us to observe our thoughts, our emotions, understand what we're feeling and thinking. And our reaction helps us react with a judgmental lens, paving the way for conscious choices and positive shifts in our neural networks. A deliberate practice, on the other hand, reinforces learning. It strengthens our neural connections. It fosters skill development. And by constantly engaging in purposeful and focused practice, we shape our brain's architecture to support the acquisition of new abilities and refinement of existing skills. The synergy of mindfulness and practice amplifies their efforts, creating a harmonious dance that leads to profound brain rewiring. Mindfulness heightens our awareness during practice, making each repetition more meaningful and impactful. In turn, the resilience cultivated through mindful support are persistent in practice, forming a cycle of growth and transformation. So we've delved into the intricacies of brain rewiring, mindfulness, and practice. We've uncovered the profound potential within each of us, consciously shape our thoughts, our emotions, our behaviors. The journey of personal growth is an ongoing exploration, a commitment to rewiring our brains and more enriching and fulfilling life. So let's embrace our intention, a mindfulness and practice as we continue this voyage of self-discovery and empowerment. Armed with the knowledge and determination, we stride forward. We sculpt our neural landscapes and embrace our boundless possibilities of life ahead, which helps us create the change that we need to live the lives we want to live and to live the lives we meant to live. We live that full life, not just the one that we want the world to see. So thank you for joining us today. Join us back here tomorrow morning at 10 Eastern with Vitality Vibes with Georgette Reynolds. Thank you for joining us. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Optimize Mind Radio. We hope you found today's show insightful and empowering. Remember to follow us on social media at Optimize My Life for updates, additional resources, and to stay connected with our community. Join us back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern.